brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, and the joke is on all of us. Obamacare, ladies and gentlemen, your time has come and gone to register, to sign up so the IRS can grab your bank account, levy your wages, and put penalties and interest on you. We've had multiple members of our crew try to go sign up for Obamacare as a test. We're going to have Joe in here later, one of the engineers, and it was impossible. And he's very internet savvy, as they say. It is a complete and total fraud. But lest it be one-sided, I will open the phones up today for supporters of Obamacare to call in on the broadcast and give us their take on everything. Also, scooting over here to get my guest folder. I always forget to move over here. We have Dick Gregory joining us coming up in the third hour today to give us his take on Lord Obama, the state of the world, and so much more. Famed civil rights activist Dick Gregory will be joining us coming up in the third hour, and we will take your calls for Mr. Gregory as well. So that is coming up today. Of course, never mind the fact that Obamacare is not broken. The war on drugs is not broken. The war on illiteracy is not broken. It is designed to ship in more drugs and keep them illegal to keep the prices up. That's the war on drugs. The war on illiteracy is designed to dumb people down. They've done a great job. They teach 2 plus 2 equals 5 in public school now. That tells you everything you need to know. That's not some Kurt Vonnegut grand faloon joke. That is real. That is happening. That's all you need to know is that this government run by these social engineers wants your children to believe 2 plus 2 equals 5. Or if the answer is 300, you say 200 because that's more friendly. And you're like, what does that even mean? Well, a number that's too high is kind of uppity. It's total disinformation programming to destroy logic being pumped in. Now, there it is, the Daily Caller. The Common Core math problem asks kids to write the friendly answer instead of the correct one. The second graders' answers to Common Core aligned math worksheet were marked as incorrect because they weren't friendly enough, even though they were the right answers. I mean, I'm not making that up. You say this stuff and you laugh because it's so hardcore. They're not failing. They've done this country down from the highest test scores 50 years ago to the lowest in the industrialized world and behind a whole bunch of third world countries. We've got the most drugs on the streets of any country per capita in the world, the biggest prison population, the highest cancer rate. They've taken everything that was good about this country and have tried to turn it on its head. They're involved in total war against society. But none of that matters, because here's the article up on Infowars.com by Paul Joseph Watson. Some Obama supporters still think it's racist to oppose Obamacare. And we actually have the tweets. F. Bill O'Reilly. I can't read the rest of it. I saw a pic with him saying something about Obamacare. It's obvious he's racist, redneck, shriveled up ass. I mean, Bill O'Reilly is a total establishment type. I wouldn't even call him a conservative. He's more like a mainline fake populist. Who's constantly doing horrible things to me on air. But the point is that he's not a shriveled redneck. And I don't think he ever went out and got a suntan in his life on the back of his neck working outside. Why is it so racist against white people if they have a tan, meaning they work outside? I mean, we're not allowed to work outside. I love a tan. I can get darker than most Mexicans I know. Is there something wrong with that? Anyways, we're going to come back, ladies and gentlemen, and go into more of these because they are hilarious. But these people are serious, man. They think if you don't like the screw job Obama, it's because he's black. Ha, 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 ha.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring, so be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal and give someone a gift that's meaningful, a gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. mbrower@gcnlive.com. That's mbrower@gcnlive.com.
The Victory Seed Company is a family-owned, farm-based organization working to keep rare, open-pollinated heirloom seeds available for your home garden with no unstable hybrids or GMO seeds sold. Learn about their mission at victoryseeds.com and, for a limited time, enter Victory at checkout to receive a free garden planning tool on orders over $10. Grow your Victory garden with Victory brand seeds. victoryseeds.com.
Granite Law is a law firm with partners in each state we do business. Our initial consultation is free. Granite Law is not licensed in all states.
Are you struggling to make your mortgage payments? Facing foreclosure? Trying to refinance or modify your home loan but have been turned down? Afraid you'll lose your home? There is a way out. The Obama administration has announced a government relief program called the Home Affordability and Stability Plan, funded by the Housing and Economic Recovery Act. It's designed to save 9 million homes from foreclosure, and there's a good chance you qualify.
We were 3 months behind on our payments, and the National Mortgage Helpline was able to get our mortgage company to take the payments we were behind, put them on the back of our loan, and lower our interest rate. Now we have a payment we can afford.
Here's your chance to take advantage of this government-funded program that's sweeping the nation. Stop foreclosure proceedings, forgive late payments and penalties, convert your adjustable rate to fixed, and reduce it to as low as 2%, even reduce or eliminate past due payments. Simply call the mortgage hotline now at 800-308-9818. Call for your free no-obligation consultation, 800-308-9818. That's 800-308-9818.
Zach, this is Crystal Palace. Sync NORAD has declared DEFCON 3. Scramble all alert aircraft.
I repeat, scramble all alert aircraft.
The Whopper spends all its time thinking about World War III.
Target selection complete. Time on target sequence complete.
22 Typhoon-class submarines departing Petropavlovsk, turning southbound at NORDCAP, bearing 095 degrees.
Radar reports two unknown tracks are penetrating the Alaskan Air Defense Zone.
From the front lines of the information war.
Flush the bombers, get the subs in launch mode. We are at DEFCON 1.
Are you prepared to destroy the enemy?
You bet!
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic.
We'll keep control, but we'll keep it here at the top where it belongs.
3, 2, 1. Impact.
Shall we play a game?
How about global thermonuclear war?
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All units confirm weapons targeted and ready, awaiting launch codes.
We are in a launch mode.
Do you really believe that the enemy would attack without provocation?
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We're in.
Russians are still denying everything, sir.
We have a Soviet submarine launch detection.
I wish I didn't know about any of this. I wish I was like everybody else.
Friends, the only winning move is not to let.
Everything is an April Fool's for the globalists that run this planet. The Federal Reserve is not federal. It's a private front group for a consortium of six megabanks publicly. that set it up in 1913 to establish the Federal Reserve that same year, that same week, to fund the system and defund the federal government, making it a bankrupt institution, moving us towards the War Powers Act in 1933 and the declaration of martial law and the United States going into receivership ever since then. The New World Order is not coming. It's been here for a while. We're just getting deeper into the swamp, as they say. There's the hoax of the drug war, where they ship the drugs in to launder the money, and more drugs come in, more people go to prison, largest prison population in the world. There's the hoax of illiteracy and the war on illiteracy that's designed to teach kids 2 plus 2 equals 5, as I was saying earlier. There's the hoax the Russians attacked Georgia in 2008. There's the hoax that the Russians have been invading Ukraine when the West overthrew the Ukrainian government, took 93% of the country. The Russians just grabbed their military bases and pipelines on their border. But you watch our controlled media, you'd think the Russians are massing troops and invading. And if they keep massing NATO forces in Ukraine, the Russians may come in. And the globalists just love that because that's an even bigger political diversion for them. Just like they're funding Al-Qaeda all over the world to run around and engage in all sorts of terror attacks and destabilization because they get to spend trillions then fighting them. Of course, they don't really fight them. Oh, we're not going to go to Saudi Arabia. We're going to go to Iraq and invade you and overthrow you because you're the archenemy of Al-Qaeda in Saudi Arabia. And then we're going to bring Al-Qaeda in and put them in charge of half the country, as they've now done, and put burqas on women's heads and turn off the movie theaters and the rock and roll stations and get rid of the swimming pools. Iraq is conservatively, I don't know, I've seen mainline secular think tanks say it's 5 times worse and is now a jihadi paradise. Why, they're even starting the sexual mutilations of the women there. Same thing in Libya. They tried to take over Egypt in the last 3 years, but the government, the military didn't put up with that, so they didn't put up with the public crucifixions of Christians and blowing up of churches daily and non-radical Muslim mosques, so the military stood up to them. Not even saying the military is good, it's just compared to Al-Qaeda, they're good. I mean, this is the type of craziness that's going on, and it's all a giant hoax. The Gardasil shot in the trials 8 years ago killed a bunch of people that took it. Then Rick Perry came out and said it's the law to take Gardasil. Remember that in 2008? Was it 2007? There was no law. Everybody said, well, it's the law, the governor says, and they went out and got the shot and had autoimmune disorders, death, you name it. We were on air saying it's going to kill people. It's going to cause people to be paralyzed. Its main operation is to attack the female reproductive organs, the ovaries, the equivalent of the female testicles. Of course, now, lo and behold, who would have known Gardasil basically attacks and creates autoimmune inflammation causing cancers in the ovaries? Oh, my goodness. Now, mainline medical literature banned in Japan, banned in India, being banned in areas of Europe. You're going, Alex, where are you going with all this? It's hoaxes. It's hoaxes. It's hoaxes. The Gardasil shot said it only protected you from 4 different papilloma strains when there's thousands. And you only have 3,000 papilloma deaths a year in the U.S. out of 315 million folks. It's one of the rarest cancers out there. Now, there it is. Merck researcher admits Gardasil guards against nothing. Almost nothing. Read the literature. Read the stinking insert. That's what I mean. I have parents come to me on the street and they go, Alex, we've been listening to you for years, but we just went to the school and they told us you're lying and we're really surprised in you. And you know, there is a law that our sons and daughters have to take all the vaccines to go to school. And if we don't, the police come for truancy. And I look at them and I say, there is no state in the country but California and New York, where they can claim they have mandatory inoculations, and even there it's a fraud. And they say, but the school tells us that's not the case. And I say, listen, it's federal and state law that they have to have a waiver from, quote, policy under state health department rules. It's a policy to say they want you to have all these vaccines. It's a policy you have to have these vaccines to go to a college. They lie and tell you it's mandatory. Then they kick you out of the public school, triggering truancy, Then they call the police, who fraudulently apply the truancy when the truancy isn't truancy if you were kicked out of school. Do you understand that? But the family court judges, the police, they all play along with it. Most of the police are just ignorant of it, just like the public. You understand? And they lie, and they go, there is no waiver. There is a waiver in the nurse's office and in the principal's office and the assistant principal's office. And if you simply go to the online website of the state health department of Connecticut or Texas or Missouri or California or any other state, there are the forms where you simply tell them for religious or other reasons why you're not doing it, or doctor. But it's a waiver for something that isn't even a law, so that's a fraud. It's kind of like getting a concealed carry to carry a concealed handgun when you could just carry it openly in almost every state under law. It's turning a right into a privilege. But the point is, they lie to you. It's a hoax. Every year on every news channel of state-run media and print, all the local whore papers, they say, it's the law. This August at Zilker Park, a free inoculation in Austin. And you know, change Zilker Park to your city park or your city gymnasium. And the kids show up by the thousands and get the mandatory shots. They have ambulances there because some collapse, some have convulsions on the spot, some die on the spot. But that's all a cost-benefit analysis, as one health department official told me, who's over the state actuary here in Texas. He hikes the same place I do with his girlfriend, who also works at the state health department. And he said they listen to the show and know that vaccines are killing people, but that it's just going to continue because it saves more people than it hurts. And I began to argue with him on those numbers. But there I was. He said, this is all off record. You can say I work in the state in this, but, you know, just don't say my name. In fact, he even let me videotape it so I could look up the stuff he was telling me. I even had that on my iPhone just about 3 months ago. The point is that, you know, him and his girlfriend both work at the health department. He's one of the top people. In fact, I'm not going to say exactly what he's. He is the head of something. I'll just leave it at that. I looked him up, sure enough, and he was there admitting it to me. And it's so frustrating that they will tell you there are no side effects, and it's the law, you got to take it, and there is no law, and the insert sheet that comes with the vaccine reads like a horror movie. Now here's what I want to do today. I want to come back and cover the latest on Obamacare and the April Fools. There will be no April Fools here. We're all April Fools under this New World Order. And then I want to get your stories of what you think are major hoaxes. Patriot Act is called patriotic. It's the opposite of patriotism. It destroys our Bill of Rights and Constitution, eviscerates 7 of the 10 First Amendments on record. Now, if you expand on that, you got the New Freedom Initiative, the drug advocates in the schools calling it New Freedom. You've got the Patient Protection Affordable Care Act. It doesn't protect the patient's data, lets it become public, shares it with all these private and corporate groups. It isn't affordable. It's all a sick joke written by ruthless insurance companies as a open corporate tax ruled by the Supreme Court to predominantly offshore tax-exempt groups like Warren Buffett, who runs around lobbying for big government all day because he gets the corporate welfare out of it. But again, it's all just hoaxes, 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 hoaxes. GMO crops, total hoax. Farmers that use it in most cases turn out telling you it ruins their productivity and ruins their fields and ends up bankrupting them, and Monsanto changes all the rules. I mean, it's all a hoax. Carbon taxes, a hoax. Smart meters are not smart. They're spy meters, a hoax. The global warming movement, a hoax. Obama and all of his energy programs, a hoax. Obama saying he wouldn't come after the guns, a hoax. Obama saying he wouldn't hire lobbyists, a hoax. Obama saying he wouldn't have signing statements, a hoax. Obama saying he would try to stop racism, all he does is promote it, a hoax. A hoax, a hoax, a hoax. Welcome to Planet Hoax on April 1st. And almost everyone's seeing their premiums go up, and Sebelius gets asked about it, and she says, I have no comment, I don't care. So we're going to play that clip coming up. But I don't want to just talk about your experiences with Obamacare, or if you're a supporter with it, or if you love it. Maybe you're a seminar caller from the Democrats you want to call in. It'll be interesting to hear what you have to say. Not just the Obama issue. What about hoaxes? Things that you think are hoaxes out there. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. First-time callers. I want to mention that because when we don't say first-time callers, we get a lot of the seminar callers. The point is that 800-259-9231, that's trained political callers, 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. We're going to hear from you on, do you think this is planted hoax, or is Obama our Lord and Savior?
Did you know Emergency Essentials has the lowest price promise on all of their long-term food storage and emergency supplies this month? While supplies last, save over $250 on the year's supply of basics, a year's supply of food for only $769.99. Get 36% off the Mountain House Gourmet Entrees Combo, 52% off freeze-dried tomatoes, and 57% off freeze-dried shrimp. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Do you really know how pure your water is? It's taken for granted that bottled water and even home filtered water is pure, but it is not the purest water you can drink. There is only one way to get the purest water, and that's with a new appliance that no healthy kitchen should be without, an H2O Labs countertop home water system. Go to H2OLabs.com to order yours now, and you will be drinking the purest water you've ever had, guaranteed. Go to H2OLabs.com. That's H2OLabs.com.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Listeners of GCN know governments and identity thieves around the world are illegally spying on our digital data. This puts you at risk of financial loss or potential targeting because of your political affiliation or spiritual beliefs. But now there's a new, free, and easy way to protect yourself. Regain your privacy and security now with Unseen. Unseen is a free digital communication service that offers email, chat, audio, and video calling, plus cloud storage. All secured with unparalleled encryption and is hosted in Iceland, where your data is protected by some of the strongest privacy laws in the world. For a limited time, GCN listeners get a 20% discount when upgrading to Unseen's premium service, which offers more storage and even greater security. Plus, get huge discounts when you buy multiple premium accounts, perfect for your family, Bible study, political action group, or business. This isn't just your average radio ad. This is a call to action. You now have the power at your fingertips to stop Big Brother in his tracks. So why wait? Go to unseennow.com and take action today. That's unseennow.com.
All right, your phone calls are coming up in the next segment. If you just joined us, I'm your host, Alex Jones. Here is an article out of the Yale Journal of Biology and Medicine, Mandatory School Vaccinations, The Role of Tort Law. And it goes on to say, since it is unlikely that state governments will eliminate such exemptions outright, society must consider other methods of providing incentives for vaccination and compensating those who have suffered due to the disease outbreak caused by a community loss of herd immunity. You know, I love how they claim that they've lost herd immunity because everyone's not taking the vaccine. I thought the vaccine was protecting you, so how, if I don't take it, do you get sick? In fact, in the last few days, I saw multiple mainstream news articles on Infowars.com linking to studies. In fact, we'll pull some of these up. You can pull them up. Where the people that get the measles, mumps, and rubella are the ones that take the shot. The people that are getting the whooping cough in California are the ones that take the shot. There it is. 90% of those infected with measles in New York outbreak are vaccinated. And if you link through, they have links in the bottom of the article, local news. This is the type of stuff we're dealing with. And again, I am not saying that learned immunity, that inoculations can't actually work. It's that you cannot trust a eugenics-based global government that's obsessed with secret experimentation and who's been caught adding everything you can imagine under the sun to mainline vaccines, and you see disease levels actually going up in places like Africa and Asia where they give them, say, the polio vaccine. And they don't call it polio when they get paralyzed, 60-something thousand at a pop in India, but they admit it's caused by the vaccine. I mean, this is scandalous. Our whole way of life is being ended because of the hoax of terrorism. Whether you believe it's real or orchestrated, it doesn't matter. You've got a better chance of deer jumping out in front of your car and killing you than being killed by a terrorist. So how is our whole world, our whole way of life being changed? Our whole Bill of Rights, Constitution, checks and balances being erased in the name of protecting us with a kleptocratic, militarized government, lecturing us how our liberty is to blame for our problems. No, our liberty was to blame for our prosperity. And we became decadent, and now we've been overrun by criminals and social engineers who've got a lot of people in the mid and lower levels that are very good people. Who are very good people who actually mean well. And that's the only reason we've been able to hold back a lot of this New World Order is because we've been fighting it. We've been on the front lines warning people. So that's the good news. Folks are waking up to what I call planet hoax. That was the issue of the magazine that came out last month, or came out last year, last April's edition, 2013, was Welcome to Planet Hoax. I can't believe how fast time's moving. It seemed like this magazine just came out. And in this magazine, we expose a bunch of hoaxes and a bunch of lies. So again, I want to hear from you. What do you see as a hoax? Is there anything the government and big corporations aren't putting out that isn't a hoax? Is there anything they don't push that isn't a fraud? I mean, what about the hoax of Warren Buffett as a figurehead, or the head of General Electric as a figurehead, but they all do it? The entire Fortune 100, to a man, except for maybe the Koch brothers, and that's why they're so demonized, and I'm not romanticizing them. They funded Bill Clinton. But the Koch brothers do not try to lobby for higher taxes on poor people, and that's their ultimate sin. That's why they're the cause celeb to attack and hate, and they're the only elite so-called liberals know the name of, when they're mid-level at most, a private family. With, I don't know, $15 billion or something. Sounds like a lot. Bill and Melinda Gates have put $100 billion tax-free into their governmental institutions that they control to take over society and get corporate welfare. Bill and Melinda Gates are all tax-free, folks. They're not giving the money. They're making their money tax-free. But continuing, talk about a big hoax. Warren Buffett is the biggest recipient of the trillions and trillions in banker bailout since 2008, and he's the number one pusher. Every time I turn television on, the rich people don't pay taxes. Why, look at all these colleagues of mine. They're tax exempt. Why, my secretary pays more. I want to pay more. He just wants to raise taxes on the middle class to eradicate you, to transfer your money to him, while he runs Dairy Queen to poison poor people on the countryside. The worst fast food on the planet. While his Wells Fargo is one of the biggest money laundering banks in the world, on record and above the law, and doesn't get in trouble. But it's okay. He's a nice old man. Buffett, champion of bailout, is also leading beneficiary. McClatchy. We're going to come back with more hoaxes, the latest on Obamacare, your calls.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance.
Thank God.
You're listening to Alex Jones.
Sweet, sweet Connie.
Sweet Connie was doing her rocks. She had the whole show, and that's a natural fact. Live on now with KK.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live on this April 1st, 2014 global transmission. Your phone calls are coming up in a few minutes. I start talking about hoaxes by the establishment. That's why they want to teach you 2 plus 2 equals 5 in public schools nationwide. Or that a brown bag is racist. Because the globalists are discriminating against all of us, signing us on to 1.5 quadrillion in derivatives that they created as a fraud to bankrupt civilization and sign it over to themselves. That's a giant hoax. But if you know how to say 2 plus 2 equals 4, that is freedom. And I'm quoting Eric Blair, a.k.a. George Orwell. Now, can we pull up the actual quote from 1984? Just type in 1984 quote, freedom is the ability to say 2 plus 2 equals 4. And he goes on to say, because if you can do that, if you can reason, and if your mind allows you to know that, when BB, Big Brother, is telling you otherwise, you're free. And, of course, O'Brien tortures him for a few months, and to the point of Winston can no longer tell 2 plus 2 equals 4. It's like going to an Obama supporter and saying, you know, the Republican leadership with the Democrats wrote this for foreign insurance companies owned by big banks as a foreign direct tax, just like third world countries have to pay money to the IMF and World Bank. This is a direct siphon to them to get $100 trillion in new liquidity off of healthcare taxes and off of wellhead taxes, money transfer taxes, and carbon taxes. Here is the Davos Switzerland plan. And they just look at you and say, shut up, racist, because it's much easier to say 2 plus 2 equals 5. And I didn't know that Victor Hugo began to talk about 2 plus 2 equals 4 is freedom, and that Orwell was quoting him. Will you print me that whole page? I didn't know there's an entire Wikipedia page about 2 plus 2 equals 4. I didn't even realize. This is like, so what do? The sickest joke in the world. If they can make you sit there and have your children taught 2 plus 2 equals 5, which is official curriculum from sea to shining sea, from sea to shining sea, 2 plus 2 equals 5, and this is the insanity we face. Yeah, you guys just print me the quote from 1984. 2 plus 2, the ability to say 2 plus 2 equals 4 is freedom. There it is. All right, continuing, folks, here with the news. We're looking at hoaxes. We're looking at how do you battle a hoax. What are the big hoaxes, and what's your take on Obamacare? And then I've got a bunch of other news as well, and Dick Gregory, the civil rights activist, is going to be joining us to talk about the entire waterfront in the third hour. Continuing with the entire Obamacare situation, that is now expanding across the country to everyone's horror. And, of course, today was the supposed deadline for folks to be able to do that. This story is up on Infowars.com and was also carried by DrudgeReport.com, and I'm going to play a clip of it in just a moment. Cops to inspect homes without notice for illegal rentals. And the way this is pushed is, well, it's to stop illegal aliens that are renting illegally. No, ladies and gentlemen, it is to go into your house without a warrant. And there are people, a minority of them, in the comment section defending this as a way to stop crime. Well, you don't just go in someone's house looking for illegal drugs without a warrant, with an oath or affirmation, with a particular person, place, and things to be searched, the reason you're doing it, and that you get to face an accuser. That is the whole issue. And they will find any excuse to do this. Government wants in your house. You don't just randomly show up at the government and say, I'm going to go behind the counter and go see what's going on in your offices. They shoot you. But when they want to show up and come look in your house, well, they've got an excuse to do it. Zero tolerance program slammed as attack on property rights. Really? Authorities in Long Island, not public servants, have launched a crackdown on homeowners who rent their houses out to tenants who have not been registered under a zero-tolerance program that will see police conduct home inspections without notice. Yeah, they passed a law a few years ago in Austin. The hotels got it passed, trying to ban people on Craigslist renting out their apartments or homes for ACL or for South by Southwest or other popular events in Austin. And I've never rented my places out, but I'm tempted to do it just all the places I've lived, I've never rented anything out. But I probably should just to thumb my nose at the establishment. I mean, it's not enough we pay property taxes on it. It's feudalism, and this country didn't have it until the last 60, 70 years, where your property is not even your property. Now, all over the country, not just in New York, but all over the place, The police are showing up without warrants and saying, open up, we're going to see who lives here. First time I saw this was in an Illinois town. I forget where. Lister sent us the local newspaper. It was a suburb of Chicago. This is about 15 years ago. And it described the police. You know, the Johnsons woke up at 5 a.m. to have the code enforcement police standing over their bed, telling them to stay in bed, shining a flashlight in their eyes without a warrant, and counting their toothbrushes. The house was only authorized to have two in it under property taxes, but they might have given the Johnsons a fine if they had three toothbrushes. Luckily, they didn't. And they were just reporting it like it was totally normal. Imagine you wake up to shining a flashlight in your face without warrants. Uniformed code police. I mean, that's Agenda 21. That's where this whole thing is going. So let's go ahead and play a clip of that.
I pay $9,000 a year taxes, and I don't think it's fair.
Perry Esposito says the problem of illegal housing is getting worse in his Westbury neighborhood. He says at least two nearby homes have illegal tenants.
Someone was living in the garage. No plumbing, no proper heating. They were paying part of that person's mortgage and taxes.
After multiple complaints from residents like Perry, the village is cracking down with what it calls a new housing enforcement program. The village says there will be zero tolerance for those breaking the law. Among the changes, the village will create a housing enforcement unit and hire two new officers. It'll conduct inspections without notice and increase housing violation fines. It will also raise fees and toughen maintenance rules for homes owned by absentee landlords.
It's not targeted to any people in particular. It's just targeted to a situation, which is landlords who are making money by victimizing people in the community and by victimizing the community as a whole.
This is about trying to find habitable housing for people so that they can live legally and respect property rights.
In the coming days, residents will be receiving these flyers from the village informing them about the specifics with this new housing enforcement program. Perry is hopeful this...
Now, again, people can say, hey, this is a way to keep the neighborhood nice. This is how you end up being Nazi Germany. You leave the borders wide open. You got Detroit and a bunch of other cities collapsing. People can barely pay their bills. And now you're going to have snap-ins, quote, inspections without warrants where they're going to come in your house. And I know Austin has now put the code enforcers in uniforms and is arming some of them and are talking about this. And I've just had enough, okay? And that's why they're expanding most police forces into quasi-SWAT teams, because this is just what they're going to do. It's routine now, where they just have you line up against the wall, search all your papers, persons, and effects. You give them any problem, they'll just fill you full of holes. All of America is being turned into a giant prison. And I guarantee you this is all going to be selectively enforced. And I don't care if you get some two or three slobs in there at the city council complaining about their neighbor having too many people living in their house. Because you do that now, there's no Bill of Rights, there's no Fourth Amendment, because someone complains. Again, I bet that those same people that I looked at on the video are big Obama supporters, and I bet they're for open borders. There it is. They just pulled up an article about Austin. Code compliance tracks down on short-term rentals. Austin, Texas. Same deal. And this is all about don't rent your house out during ACL. Or during any other big event, because the hotels went and lobbied to have that done. And it's all going to be selectively enforced. It'll probably end up being the different county commissioners and city people that have the, you know, 15 illegals living in the apartment. By the way, I know a lady who manages the biggest apartment complex group in Austin, and she works for one of the biggest companies in the country. And I've told this story many times, and we're going to go to your phone calls. They were called in Dallas, where the big apartment place is based. People that know about apartment management will know the company I'm talking about. It's probably the biggest based out of Dallas in the country. And she went with all the managers, it was a couple hundred of them, in this ballroom from all over the country. And they were told, listen, we got a deal with the federal government and the Justice Department. We have secretly become 501c, whatever it was, tax exempt. We want to kick citizens out, and we want to rent to illegals and let them have unlimited. Unlimited. And this is part of our deal to get the tax exemption. It's a secret deal. You are to throw citizens out. Black, white, Hispanic, we don't care. Asian, doesn't matter. If they have their grandmother visiting for 3 days, throw them out. We are going to, and these were nice apartments in Austin. They're now literally have chickens running around in the yards. And they did this and covertly went to being government housing for illegals. That was actually in the Associated Press about 8-9 years ago. It was a headline. I'm going to think of the exact headline. Bankers give immigrants helping hand with housing loans. And it had the Bank of America housing loan heads. I remember this because I read the article on air probably 15 times or more. He said, oh, yeah, citizens have got to have good credit and all their IDs, but immigrants, especially from Mexico, we want to give them a helping hand. We're just going to give them the housing loan. Why is that? To bring in groups that will politically vote to take the guns, politically vote for socialism, because they're taught in Mexico that's how you fight. The establishment has become socialist. That's the only form of revolution down there. There it is. Banks open doors to new customers, illegal immigrants. Associated Press. That was Wall Street Journal. You were actually able to find that? Print that for me, brother. What year is that from? 2005. You actually found it, Jordan. I haven't been able to find that in years. Print that for me. Unbelievable. Good job. Anyways, and I learned about this at Bank of America. You know, as soon as this lady retires, and she's very close to retiring, she's an old family friend. She listens to the show every day. I'm going to get her in here, and she will tell you the stories. If they don't get the Social Security number exactly right by accident in a form, Homeland Security shows up and threatens to arrest everyone. I mean, they have it all computerized. Illegal aliens, folks, can butcher goats in their bathrooms, and they're told you leave them alone. And again, I don't dislike the illegals, folks. Western culture in the U.S. is pretty much Spanish. Cowboy hats, the food, the whole shoot 'em up deal. I mean, this is part of the Southwestern culture. It's that they've imposed a globalist culture over it. I mean, here's an article on drudgereport.com right now. Study, 6-1 liberal bias in Hispanic TV news. It's not liberal. It's take my guns, take my kids, vaccines are the law, government's God, freedom is bad. I'm sick of it. That's a major study that's out that Politico is reporting on. Univision, Telemundo, skew liberal. The main U.S. Spanish language news program skew liberal on domestic issues and spent most of their time in the past few months covering the new health care law, saying how great it was, immigration reform, blah, blah, blah. And so that's the type of garbage that we're looking at here. And I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. And it's total discrimination because the globalist folks want a red carpet for illegals. Red carpet. See, when I see a story about all the people living in houses and people renting houses out, folks, this country was built on somebody buying a big colonial style two-story house with big porches all around the top, and daddy goes out and works to have a steady paycheck at the factory, and mama takes care of the kids, cleans the house, and cooks food for the seven guys that live and the old lady that live upstairs or live downstairs, and it's a boarding house. And that's how America operated. Everybody didn't always just have, you know, a two-story house and three cars and go on all these vacations. Everybody just didn't have all this money. And that's how most Americans made it, was they got a room somewhere. And from what I've read and people I've talked to and traveling salesmen and folks I know, talking to old great uncles before they died, they'd travel the country and stay at boarding houses. And it'd be fun. You'd cook dinner down there and nice people and play poker or cards after dinner and smoke a pipe out on the porch. That's what America's all about, ladies and gentlemen. And they take that and they make that dirty and bad. And I will assure you, the people in the comments are like, well, we got to stop the illegals. The illegals are above the law with drinking and driving and with everything else until this country goes belly up. Then they're not going to be above the law. I said I'd go to your calls. We will go to your calls in the next segment throughout the next hour. It's just that, see, I see one article about the Fourth Amendment being gutted. It's happening all over the country under Gen 21. And they sell it like we're going to clean the town up. No, they're getting rid of property rights and the Fourth Amendment, and it's a nightmare. And the illegals are above the law, and they get to have housing loans when you don't. Now, that's discriminatory. And it's because the Ford Foundation finances and controls Spanish-run media. Biggest owner of TV stations for Spanish in the country isn't even Hispanic. And what does he run billboards in L.A.? Saying California is now Mexico. Basically, gringos get out. We've covered that article. Take the American flags down. Gringos are bad. The last thing they want is Hispanics, whites, and everybody getting along, which is really happening. This is race-based garbage, folks, and we can't put up with it anymore. We're going to come back and go to Noble Patriot Pete, Justin, Rage, Josh, and others. Briefly, the new magazine. Last month, we did the War Against Men with John Wayne on the cover. This month, we have Justin Bibler. No, that's not Justin Bibler. That's, what's that idiot's name? Hannah Montana. What's her name now? Miley Cyrus merged with Marilyn Monroe, and it's the War on Women, explaining how they're putting chemicals, biologicals in your food, in your water, how they're manipulating you, what fake feminism is, how to truly empower women, a.k.a. Annie Oakley 2.0. It's all in there. Very proud of it. You can buy it in bulk at cost. Big 68-page. Big glossy color magazine. Great way to wake up women in your area about how they're being hit. Give this to your local Brainwash Now member today. It may be time to deprogram, folks. InfoWarsStore.com to get this info. Weapon in bulk. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Stay with us.
Jessica Armand here, creator of My Magic Mud, the all-natural teeth whitener and strengthening remedy that's getting rave reviews from GCN listeners. Here's what Austin dentist Dr. Griffin Cole has to say about it.
I really love this Magic Mud product. Because charcoal is so absorbent, it's very effective at taking off all the sticky plaque and debris that gets stuck on our teeth every day. I highly recommend My Magic Mud.
Visit MyMagicMud.com to hear the full interview with Dr. Cole. Get your jar today. That's MyMagicMud.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What I'm about to tell you is based on information obtained from a little-known government document called FT-900. This bombshell government document contains evidence on what I believe will cause the next 9/11. I've just posted a video at www.next911exposed2.com that not only analyzes the contents of this document, but it walks you through the exact timeline of how and when this 9/11 event is scheduled to occur. Just like 9/11 had a lasting impact on our society, this event will reshape America. It will swipe trillions off markets and retirement accounts everywhere and destroy the way of life of millions of unprepared Americans. But it will also trigger what promises to be the biggest wealth transfer in the history of our nation. But you only have a few weeks left to take all the necessary steps to protect yourself and your family. Just visit www.next911exposed2.com to view my newly released video. Again, that's www.next911exposed2.com before it's too late.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Joined us. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're here Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. Back weeknights, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWarsNews.com to find all the details there. The Nightly News, folks, is very well produced, very focused, condensed 30 minutes. We're very proud of it. And Leanne walked with me this morning. I'm very, very honored that she remembered this. This is the one-year anniversary of her working here. And her and Jakari and David Knight and our other great reporters, John Bound, and, of course, folks like Darren McBreen and Paul Watson and just everyone here, Kurt Nemo, Don Salazar, everybody. The folks behind the scenes like Marcos Morales. See, I'll never go to your calls for thanking all the crew. The entire crew do an incredible job, especially the radio/TV crew. This is live, and they're on their toes. On their toes for 2 hours before the show and 3 hours during it. I want to talk about hoaxes. I mean, just the magnitude of the hoaxes that survive off the public's ignorance. And that's why the government teaches 2 + 2 = 5. And I do have that 1984 quote. I'll read it at the start of the second segment next hour to re-kick off the topic. Are we planted hoax? How do you fight these hoaxes that are so huge, the lies that are so big, they're hard to even comprehend, much less deal with? And what do you think of Obamacare and where it's going on this April Fool's Day? Let's go to Justin in Texas. Thanks for calling in, Justin. You're on the air.
How's it going, Alex?
Good, brother. Thanks for calling in. What's on your mind?
Well, the hoax I was calling about is a couple of days ago, I got a call, and I answered it, and the guy was like, hey, you want a package and stuff, you know? And I was like, you know, I didn't know anything about a package. And I told him I wasn't interested, and he told me, F you, and hung up. And so, you know, I was like, that was weird. So I call it back, and then I leave a message saying, hey, I'm really interested in your package. And he calls me back the next morning. I'm all acting like I'm interested, you know. And he's all, then he starts digging for personal information. And as soon as he asks, he's like, I mean, how old are you? And I was like, you know, I'm old enough to know that this is the worst scam I've ever seen in my life. And he literally started cussing me out for like 2 minutes and said that if I hang up right now, I can call somebody else and just get all their information. So
was it a navigator that called you?
I have no clue who it was. It said it was from Jamaica. The number was from Jamaica. And it was like JM Exchange.
Well, that's the thing. Is third world countries are just bombarding the U.S. because we are known as suckers worldwide. The most gullible, quite frankly. It's not that we're all gullible, but on average, we're like the right whale. Do you know the story of the right whale?
No, sir.
Do you know why it was called the right whale?
No.
Well, I appreciate your call. Let me tell you that story, and then we're going to go to break and come back with more calls, which fits into Planet Hoax and Obamacare. The right whale would come over in snuggle boats. The right whale was friendly, gregarious, sweet, liked humans. If they see you out swimming, they'll come over and start nuzzling you lovingly. They're very, very fat and have a lot of blubber that had the whale oil they needed to light lamps. It was the invention of other types of oil and discovery of oil that helped whales not become extinct. And they hunted them down, they think, to just less than 100. And they're back in the thousands now. Other whales would run when they saw ships. Other whales would dive deep when they saw ships. Sperm whales would run when they saw ships. They would try to smash up the rowboats, a.k.a. Moby Dick. Not the right whale. They would swim at the harpoons. And that's America. We were more like a sperm whale 100 years ago. We now behave like a right whale. Fat, dumb, and happy, and never saw a harpoon we didn't want to swallow. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. That's the bottom line on that. And, of course, we're talking about Obama when we talk about kind of stuff right there. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to come right back with more of your phone calls straight ahead. It's Planet Hoax, April 1st. Hope you like Obamacare, suckers.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table, and the results are on record. Reports documented a 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base. Nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.